Hello, everyone, and welcome to Angels Are Near Us. I'm Linda Torres, your host tonight on BBSRadio.com, number one live internet radio, and we are on Station 1. Thank you for tuning in tonight. You know that my sincere intention is always to bring the loving messages of the angels and archangels, so I am going to invite them, angels, archangels, and all beings of light to be with us, to bring in your guidance and assurance for the highest good of all, surrounding us with divine light and only divine truth coming through. And tonight I am excited. Oh, thank you, angels, by the way, because I did request with our wonderful guest tonight a most benevolent outcome for this show. And our guest tonight is Tom Moore. Let me tell you a little about Tom. Tom T. Moore is a speaker and the author of 4 books about angels. The Gentle Way is a self-help guide for those who believe in angels. Then Gentle Way 2 and The Gentle Way 3, which is Master Your Life. And his 4th book is First Contact, Conversations with an ET. You can visit Tom's website at www.thegentlewaybook.com. to know about everything that he does. He will talk about this wonderful spiritual tool that I have enjoyed reading his book. It's really wonderful. So without further delay, hi, Tom. Welcome.
Good evening. Hi, Linda, and hello, everyone all around the world.
All around the world. Isn't it fascinating that everyone can hear us? So yeah. I am so excited, Tom. You know, I received your book 2 days ago, and I have just been impressed with so many people, you know, asking you questions about the MBOs, giving you feedback, and the wonderful results that have inspired these stories. I mean, people are so inspired. So tell us... Well, tell us how you started with MBOs.
Okay. Well, about 16 years or so ago, I was reading in the Sedona Journal of Emergence a spiritual article by a gentleman by the name of Robert Shapiro, and in it he was channeling a spiritual entity by the name of Zosh. And good old Uncle Zosh said, you can request benevolent outcomes in your life. And I said, that sounds interesting. I think I'll try this out. And I've tried out modalities for years, law of attraction before it was even called the law of attraction, and all these other different modalities. And I found none of them worked that well. They, you know, hit and miss kind of things. But when I started requesting benevolent outcomes, and I kind of just invented it as I went along, I started with mundane requests like a parking space in front of a busy restaurant or at the post office or something like that. And it worked perfectly. Some people call them the parking angels, but I guarantee this works even better than parking angels. And so I started incorporating it more and more into my private life and my business life, and that's how it started. Eventually, I even started writing articles for the Sedona Journal of Emergence and became one of their monthly columnists.
Yes, I know that you write your newsletters as well and a lot of articles. So I have a question. How do you compare this to a prayer, Tom? Is it different? Do you feel it's different?
In a way, it's a prayer. Although my guardian angel Theo, who I started communicating with in 2005, said that when we're requesting benevolent outcomes, it's the first thing that we can do to co-create with spirit, that we're becoming junior creators in training, okay? And so we're working hand in hand as compared to asking for something, and you know, which a lot of people do in prayers. The nice thing about requesting benevolent outcomes is that you turn it over to whomever you believe you're communicating with. In my case, I believe it's my guardian angel, but someone can believe it's God, Jesus, Muhammad, Allah, a Hindu deity, Buddha. It doesn't matter, because it works, and it works perfectly, and I'd never been able to say that about any modality. One of my readers even said, Tommy, she said, the law of attraction is like driving an old Ford Pinto, and requesting benevolent outcomes is like driving a Ferrari. Both may get you there, but the Ferrari will get you there a lot faster.
That is true. You know what?
Very powerful.
It is. I feel it's very powerful because it's a request. So, and what you say also, because I was reading one of your articles, but and I agree with this, that it's you really learn to reconnect with your guardian angels, which a lot of people do not practice. Right? It's like this is your guardian angel who's helping you, or like you're saying, you can ask any other being of light or archangels. Mm-hmm. But the guardian angels are with us all the time to guard us and to take care of us. So that's why
connecting with them
and requesting this, you know, your guardian angel like runs. Oh yes, now I can help them.
And most people think, well, I should say, I used to be like in the group of people that thought of a guardian angel as being like Clarence in It's a Wonderful Life, you know, trying to get his angel wings, okay? I mean, I had no concept of what a guardian angel was. But as I've gone to ask thousands of questions of Theo, and all these questions are in my newsletters that I archive on my website. As I ask all these thousands of questions, it turns out that these are golden light beings. Now, this means they are souls, but they're really, truly ancient souls from the standpoint that they've raised their vibrational level to a point where they emanate a golden light. And Theo told me that the Creator sent out this request, and Theo jokingly said that the job requirements were only golden light beings need apply, and that's because these golden light beings take care of thousands of souls each, and all of the soul fragments of those souls having lives on Earth, And so they're really busy beasts, souls. And I tell people, don't worry about, you know, asking for a parking space. I said, my guardian angel Theo could handle 2 million requests for a parking space at the same time and not break a sweat. These are truly very, very powerful angels. We call angels, but they're whole souls. Okay, and they don't particularly like the term guardian angel. They prefer servants of the Creator. But if I called them that, nobody would know what I was talking about.
That's true, because we identify with guardian angels, but they really serve God. I mean, they serve us by serving God. So by serving the Creator, do you think that we all come with guardian angels, of course.
I believe that.
But do you think we have more than one guardian angel, Tom?
Well, the way it's been explained to me is that we have one guardian angel, because in reality, we don't need two guardian angels, okay? We have one guardian angel in every one of our lives on Earth. And then we have guides. And these guides, there's normally at least one guide from our soul group or cluster. In other words, another fragment of the same soul that we're from. And then the other guides that are helping us come and go according to what our needs are during the life. So as an example, years ago, I used to own an international wholesale tour company. And so I had a couple of guides that assisted me in that business. when we sold that and I started my international film and TV program distribution business, mm-hmm. I had another couple of guides that started helping me with that business. And when I started writing, then I had another couple of guides that came in to help me with my writing. So they come and help you according to what your needs are.
Absolutely, yes, I agree with that. So the MBOs, which are most benevolent outcomes, is there a specific way to ask for these? Because I was reading, you know, how people ask, is there a specific way I should ask? Should I ask several at a time? Can I only ask once?
Yeah.
Is there any
They have a lot of questions, didn't they?
A specific way to ask for them for MBOs?
Well, okay, I was inspired to create the way I say it, and I believe I was inspired so that anyone of any religious belief could say it. So in other words, no matter what your religious belief is, you can say, I request a most benevolent outcome for a parking spot in front of this restaurant. Mm-hmm. You know, thank you. And, and you always thank your guardian angel. And you don't have to say amen or, thank you, whoever you thank. You just say thank you. And you just make that simple statement. And Theo says that's all you need to do. He said, we immediately respond to it. And what you're doing is you're turning over that request to your guardian angel and saying, well, you know my best short-term interests and long-term interests. And if this fits on within my soul contract, my soul path, then can you do this for me? And that's how it happens.
That's very interesting that you mentioned right now about the soul contracts, because, well, we all have challenges in this life, right?
Yeah.
And so we might think, I'm going to ask for this MBO and all this chaos may go away. But sometimes the request is not given to us when we want it, right? When we expect it. So is it because of our soul contracts?
Yeah, I mean, okay, first of all, a lot of people get really uptight about soul contracts or soul paths because they want freedom of choice, okay? Mm-hmm. And we really truly have freedom of choice when we're born. But before birth, we get mm-hmm. together with, you know, our guardian angels and our mm-hmm. soul and so on, and we set up the most perfect life we could have for the most challenges, the most successes, the most learning for our soul, because that's why we're here, is to learn things for our soul and our soul's benefit. And
yes.
So that's the perfect
yes.
life. But when we're born, we're veiled, and we're not allowed to know what that soul contract is. But Theo says that when you request benevolent outcomes, it keeps you on your soul contract because it will not allow you to go in a direction that is not on your soul contract. And I can give a big example of that in my case.
Mm-hmm.
Several years ago, I got together with a friend of mine who's originally from Texas but lives in Paris with his French wife, and he's a producer. And so we optioned the rights to some novels by an English writer by the name of Cheney, who wrote spy novels in World War II.
Mm-hmm.
And for 2 years, I tried to raise money to fund a group of movies. And every time that I would get close to getting the funding, something really weird would happen, and it would mm-hmm. fall apart at the last minute. And so finally, one day, I said, Theo, I've been asking benevolent outcomes all along, you know, and I know that something is better on the way, but why is it that things keep falling apart? And he said, Tom, he said, if you were to go down that path, you would not reach the number of people that you're going to reach with your books and articles and speaking and so on. And
wow.
So it was not on my soul contract, and that's why it didn't happen.
Wow, that is interesting. Absolutely. So again, going back to the to the MBO if we ask for the request, of course. And what about when we keep on asking the same thing? Do we just ask once and let it go? Because, you know, I've always known, I try to connect with my angels, and they say, you know, you have to surrender and put it in the hands of God and the angels. So I am not going to be repeating this request all day, am I?
Well, okay, Theo says, he says, look, we understand that humans are fearful,
mm-hmm.
okay? And he said, if you want to say the same MBO request multiple times,
mm-hmm.
he says, we don't penalize you. If it makes you feel better, it's okay to go ahead and do it. He said one time is enough, but if it makes you feel better, say it multiple times. It doesn't matter to us.
That's wonderful. That is just gives us so much hope, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It's that trust that we could put in our angels. I just love that.
And you know, Theo says that when you're requesting benevolent outcomes, you know, and you're on your soul contract, he mm-hmm. said, if you're not requesting MBOs, he said, you come to a challenge and it's like you've got to climb over a brick wall. But if you're requesting benevolent outcomes, you still have the same challenge, but it becomes a big speed bump.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's true. So it's easier. It's easier with the angels. They help us in our life, and that's
yeah.
what it gets you through the challenges.
Yeah. I mean, one time I was sued for $1 million. My company was sued for $1 million by some producers in Mexico, and mm-hmm. along with a Spanish TV network that I'd sold a bunch of movies to, mm-hmm. and also there was another distributor in Houston, the network was sued for $5 million. I was sued for $1 million, and the other guy was sued for $1 million too. And so this went on for over a year, and I'm requesting benevolent outcomes like mad. I mean, great things happen, like an attorney friend of mine that I have hardly talked to since high school. We just live in different places, and mm-hmm. you know, he's into different things. He reconnected, and he started answering these, you know, this legal work, and I'd sign it in my name. So finally, it got to the point where the plaintiffs said, if you don't hire an attorney to represent you, we're going to go to the judge and force you to. And so I was out taking my trash to the alley one day, and the guy behind me was an attorney, and I said, you know anybody down in Houston? And he said, yes, my nephew. And I hardly ever saw him, you know, I mean, to go out at exactly the same time was really neat. And so he represented me, and we went into a mediation, mm-hmm. and he said, Tom, you're probably going to have to pay some money. And I said, well, I've requested a benevolent outcome, so we'll see. And he said, oh, what is this guy? Mm-hmm. And so at the end of the mediation, the TV network and the other guy paid out over $500,000, and I paid out zero.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That is powerful.
Yeah.
Incredible. Incredible. So the more you use your MBOs, the more requests, the more I think it brings peace into your life, as you say. And we have that, again, that frequency, that higher frequency with the angels. We connect
right.
more. You know, I always tell a lot of my clients, like, you know, let's higher our vibration, right? Let's raise our vibration with prayer, with music, whatever makes us happy, because we are at that same, we can almost get to the level of the angels, or they can come with us, and we give them permission because we have our free will as well. But what I'm seeing with the MBOs is that they're there instantly, and
yes.
we are raising our vibration at the same time, because the more you practice, I believe, the more higher is your frequency, don't you think?
Oh, absolutely. That's what Theo says. He says, people ask, well, what can I do to ascend? You know, I mean, that's another word that, mm-hmm. you know, buzzword people use.
Yeah.
And Theo says, that this is a very simple but very powerful tool that people will be using for hundreds of more years. And he said it's the most simple thing you can do to start raising your vibrational level, and it will raise. So, you know, there are people talk about all these very, very difficult things that you can do to try and raise your vibrational level, but this is a very simple thing that helps you on an everyday basis. Your guardian angels love you dearly, and they will try and answer every request as long as it's in your best short-term and long-term interests.
In your highest good, of course.
Highest good.
Wow.
So, and even in things like, you know, in things where you're having a medical emergency or whatever. As an example, in 2006, I experienced congestive heart failure. But so, and I didn't know it until I went in to a respiratory doctor thinking I just had a cough. And he said, "No, Tom," he said, "you've got congestive heart failure. You're going to go downstairs and check yourself into the hospital." And so I said, "Well, gosh, Doc, I'm glad I wore my clean undies today." And so I went down and checked myself in, and they proceeded to do two procedures on me. The first one, they tried to shock my heart to get it back beating normally because it was beating like 130-something a minute, and that didn't work. And when they brought me out, they said, "Well, that didn't work." And I said, "Well, that's okay. Something better is coming." I had absolute confidence. So the second time they were about to put me under, I'm joking with the nurses, and you know, somebody brought in food, and one of the girls said, "Gosh, you didn't get me anything." And I said, "Gosh, you didn't get me anything either." You know, I mean, I was completely calm. And the second one worked. They brought in electrocardiologists, and he took care of the problem. So there you go. Wow. It works.
That's incredible. Very interesting. So I have another question because I was reading also, and somebody asked me, the MBOs, you have mentioned that our request should be said out loud or put it in writing. Why is it that we have to say it out loud?
Well,
not only in our mind.
Okay, because it's we live in a physical world, and when you say it out loud, that's when you're co-creating with spirit in the physical world, and only put it in writing if you cannot speak. All right, that's why I put that in there, because that is a physical action. It's just that that when you say it out loud, if you can say it with the more feeling and energy. You can say it with, the more energy you create for this to happen, and it really, you know, it really takes off, and you really are creating something that's truly unique. And when you start requesting the more complex MBO requests, you'll start seeing something happen over here, you know, and something will happen and say, that's interesting. And then you'll see something happen over there. Oh, that's kind of interesting. And suddenly all these little pieces come together and you get your benevolent outcome. And it can be the perfect job for you, or it can be the perfect home for you, or it can be the perfect mate for you. It doesn't matter. But these things take longer. You know, if it's a job, well, maybe, you know, maybe someone is in that job and they have to get promoted, or they get hired away before that job opens for you. Or or if it's a mate, maybe you need another relationship before you're ready for the truly great one. Or maybe they need another relationship before the truly great one. So it doesn't happen for several months or maybe a year or something. So you have to be patient. Once you say that MBO, things start happening.
Yeah, I think the angels just start taking action, right? Moving the wheels. And it's well, like tonight, that's what I said. I request the most benevolent outcome for the harmony and wonderful show tonight, right? And so I love because when you say, exactly when you say it out loud, it does feel different because you're putting it out, the sound out there, and the intention is from the heart, right? So it does feel
right.
different than
and,
what just
and it,
you're saying
and it
mentally.
Sounds, pardon me, I'm sorry, didn't mean to step on you. And it sounds a little weird to say this at first, okay? And there are some people that have trouble saying benevolent. Benevolent, several years ago, when I started 16 years ago, benevolent was not used in conversation very much at all.
That's true. It's not a common word, is it?
No, and it's become more common in the last few years. I keep saying, oh, they said benevolent. Oh, he said benevolent. Isn't that neat? I still notice it because people are starting to use it more. Theo says, if you have trouble saying that word, if you want to say MBO, we know what you're talking about, and that's okay.
They understand perfectly well, yes.
Okay.
I love it. Well, let's take a break.
Okay.
Tom, and I'm going to invite our listeners, if they want to call in and ask any questions to Tom about the MBOs, about his books, or I can give you a small angel message, brief angel message. Call in. We're taking a break, and let me give you that toll-free number is 1-888-627-6008, and we will return in about 90 seconds.
Mind the ones you love until they've had quite enough. It's something that I highly recommend, 'cause yesterday's gone by, yesterday's gone by. Sunset, 'cause I will not soon forget where on the night goes. Stay with me, my friend, 'cause I cannot comprehend where on the night goes. Where on the night goes.
And we are back. You are listening to Angels Are Near Us here on bbsradio.com. And our guest tonight is Tom Moore. And we are speaking about MBOs, Most Benevolent Outcomes, and his wonderful books. So you were going to give us some rules, Tom. We were talking on the break.
Sure. Okay. The rules for requesting benevolent outcomes.
Mm-hmm.
Number one, you must request the assistance. Okay, and our guardian angels have been told to not assist us unless obviously we're in bodily danger and we're supposed to continue on, unless we ask for the assistance. And I said, well, who made up that rule? And Theo said, your souls did as part of the Earth experiment. Okay,
because we have our free will, right? Because we have free will.
Yeah, and. So if you want some help, they would love to give it to you. Okay.
Exactly. Request.
Okay. Number two, it must be benevolent not only for you but for everyone connected with the request.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now the example I give, let's just say there's a soldier in Afghanistan, and he can't say, "I request the most benevolent outcome to kill my enemy before he kills me." Can't do that. That wouldn't work. But he can say, "I request the most benevolent outcome to come back from this patrol unharmed." Or he can say, "I request the most benevolent outcome that my truck gets from Kabul to my outpost all in one piece with no harm to me," or whatever he wants to say. And so what happens, of course, things happen where the his enemy's truck breaks down, or he's called away, you know, to by his wife to do something, whatever, you know, something happens that they don't meet up, and so that's what happens. So it has to be benevolent for everyone connected with the request.
For everyone connected, okay.
Okay, number three, it must be a request for you specifically. When you want to request benevolent outcomes for other people, it's done in the form of a benevolent prayer, which we can get into.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it's said a little differently because it goes to a different set of angels.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Number four, it must be said out loud or in writing, okay, which we discussed. Number five, there is no limit on the number of times you can request benevolent outcomes. I've requested benevolent outcomes at least 15,000 times or more. I don't know how many. I don't keep count.
So I'm gonna interrupt you a little bit on that. So then you're saying, just to be clear, there's no limit if I ask 2 in the morning and 3 at midday and then 5 more at night. It's okay, right?
It's okay.
It's they're, like they receive all
you don't
all
run
our information.
Out of them. I imagine that there's sitting on my desk is this huge pile of pads with pages on them that say, I request the most benevolent outcome for blank, 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 thank you. And I tear one off and fill it in, but the pile never goes down. You know, it's always available to you for you to say the rest of your life, to use this very simple but powerful spiritual tool. Okay, number six, I think we're at. Trust in the process. Start with the mundane so that you can build up your trust that this actually works. Because if you ask for big ones, you know, I've had ladies that have requested a benevolent outcome for the perfect mate for them, and they'll send me an email after a month and saying, I requested a benevolent outcome for the perfect man for me, and nothing happens. This doesn't work.
Mm-hmm.
So you've got to be patient.
You have to be patient.
And Theo says humans are not very patient.
No, we're not. We do have that. We're human and spiritual, but our human side sometimes, you know, that ego doesn't let us trust very much. So I love that you say that. Just start, you know, with small things. The parking space is wonderful. I started, you know, asking for parking spaces years ago.
Yep.
But as you start using MBOs more, I believe that definitely you trust more. You know, you just trust that the outcome will be incredible.
Just
this morning, or was it last night? No, it was yesterday. I know that I had to take my car in for repair. It's time to repair it. So, of course, it was going to be very expensive when I called yesterday, and I was, no way, I am not going to pay that amount of money. So, remembering what you had said in your book, I said, I am going to ask an MBO right now. So, last night I said, I am requesting an MBO for the best price to fix my car, to repair my car. And I'm going to call, you know, other people, other repair shops. So this morning I just called one repair shop. That's all I called. And it was incredible because, first of all, the other shop was not able to loan me a car so I could use it because they needed the car there like 6 or 8 hours. And I said, I have to go to work. Well, I would have to rent a car. So then when I called this morning, this other place, I said, no, we have a loaner car for you. And if not, the shuttle will take you wherever you need to go. And the price was $250 less.
Mm.
And I was like, wow. That was just in one night. So that's an example of my MBO. And I said, wow, this was incredible, because I was, you know, suffering in it for one moment. I said, you know what? I'm going to ask the angels. So
it's
trusting, and it works. It definitely works, you know. And every time we ask, as you say, it'll be just better and better.
And the farther out that you can request the benevolent outcome, as an example, don't request a benevolent outcome for a parking space when you're pulling into the parking lot, okay?
Oh, okay.
You know, say it before you even get in the car. You know, give it a long time. And you'll find, like if you're saying, I request a benevolent outcome for my drive to work, if you can say it early enough in the day, then suddenly that drive to work is just really easy. And there's also something that I put in my first book called the radiant effect. And basically, the radiant effect affects other people when you're requesting benevolent outcomes for that drive. It's like there's a bubble of energy around your car, but it's also around the other cars around you that
yes.
are that either you're passing or they're passing you or you're in line with, and they're all in that bubble of energy. So it does work that way. And I've had two occasions it's kept me out of a wreck, just by the hair of my chinny chin chin, so to speak. The last time was here in the Dallas area, and I turned onto a busy boulevard with six lanes, and behind a black pickup truck, he was in the lane by the median, and I was in the center lane because I didn't want to be so close to him. Mm-hmm. And as we came to this signal light, a lady either was texting or talking on the phone, or there was a car that was turning in the other direction, and maybe it blocked her vision. She did not see that black pickup truck, and he hit her going about 45 miles an hour and lifted her SUV up completely off the road, spun it around 180 degrees right in front of me, and I slammed on the brakes and came to a stop six feet from her driver's side door. So, you know, I'd requested benevolent outcome. So I'm just absolutely confident that when I drive, you know, I'm in that bubble of energy.
Oh, absolutely. Well, I believe, you know, the angels have always said, you know, when we are empowered, we receive their light, and that light, you know, radiates out to others. So, like you're saying, we're in that bubble of light, and you're also protecting others. You're bringing that protection to others. So definitely, I think it's a magnificent gift that we can ask for the MBOs and
now,
receive what we need in our life.
Yeah. Now, let me kind of get into benevolent prayers for a minute.
Okay.
A benevolent prayer is what you say for other people, okay?
Oh,
keep
okay.
in mind, the rules on MBOs is that it's specifically for you, even though there is this radiant effect that obviously if somebody is in the car with you, you know, if there's somebody around you, you know, it works that way. Or maybe a woman is being abused by her husband or something, and she mm-hmm. says, "I request a most benevolent outcome for my safety and my children." Okay, well, that's, you know, that sort of goes in. That's a radiant effect one. But she
yes.
could also say, "I ask any and all beings to completely protect me and my children now and forever. Thank you."
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that becomes a benevolent prayer. And you're saying, "I ask." And when I said, "Theo, ask and request sounds the same," he said, "Read a dictionary, Tom." And I pulled out a dictionary, and yes, it's different. It is a more general request. So if you see an earthquake in another country, and you say, "Gosh, I wish I could do something to help them," you can say, "I ask any and all beings to assist the people that are trapped in the wreckage to have any and all beings help them." You know, out of the ruins. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So, and you say any and all beings because that could be a human, it could be a child, it could be a bird, it could be a dog that discovers them. It could be, or it could be a guardian angel that appears for 1 or 2 hours and assists the workers and then disappears, and that does happen. The guardian angels, of course, have the ability to momentarily, from their standpoint, become physical and assist in a train wreck or whatever it happens to be.
Yes, absolutely. No, absolutely. They bring miracles and healings into our life. I believe that. That is so interesting. I wanted to ask you a little bit because I know that do you also talk about dreams? You've had interesting dreams, or have you? You take note of dreams, right?
Yes,
I read that somewhere.
I've been recording my dreams since 1979, mm-hmm. and when I started recording dreams back then, that was back when we owned this international wholesale tour company, mm-hmm. and my wife and I were supposed to be going to a World Congress of Travel Agents in Manila. Mm-hmm. And so I was recording these dreams 2 weeks after I started. I had this very vivid dream of an explosion, and there was a woman and some men involved. And it was so vivid that we canceled the trip to Manila and added extra days on to Hong Kong and Taiwan because we wanted to see that region of the world. And so on the first day of the World Congress, a terrorist blew up a bomb in the front of the hall, which is where I like to sit, and injured 10 travel agents. And
wow.
And a woman that worked in the Philippine trade office in Los Angeles, and 4 men were arrested as the terrorists that did the bomb. So after that, I said, I'm going to record my dreams the rest of my life. Now, one of the things that I have found that recording dreams helps, I believe, mm-hmm. is in these active meditations where I actually communicate with my own guardian angel Theo, I feel that it helps me receive what he calls thought packets that he's sending to me when I ask him a question that one of my readers from somewhere in the world has sent to me. Okay. And I feel that it kind of it allows me to open up, because when you're recording your dream, it's sort of mm-hmm. like you're still in that little alpha state, in between the theta dream state and being fully awake. Mm-hmm. And in order to record your dream, you're sort of still there, and that's sort of the same level that you have to be in when you're communicating with your own guardian angel.
That's incredible. I have very vivid dreams sometimes, and like you're saying, like a few weeks ago, several weeks ago, I had these dreams, and I had kept on having dreams on water and flooding, and water would come over me, and floodings and bridges, and you know, and I always ask, you know, what is the meaning of these dreams? And thank God, you know, I always ask for protection in a way, an MBO, but praying for protection for myself and for others and for my family. But then, you know, I turn and I see things happening in other countries and so many floods and here in the U.S. that, you know, I feel that there's some kind of message, like you're saying, you know, it's a symbolism of what can be happening. And how we can just empower ourselves to try to send out, like you're saying, that light to others, to send that MBO for others. And that's the first thing I said, you know, it's like, please protect anyone who will experience any kind of flooding or I even thought of drowning. You know, it's just so incredible, the messages that we receive through dreams.
Yes. And you can, if you have a dream that feels like it's kind of an upsetting dream, that you feel like it's sort of a precognitive dream,
mm-hmm,
you could
mm-hmm.
say, I request a most benevolent outcome that for anything this dream relates to in my physical world. Thank you. So you're sort of getting a jump on that challenge that's coming.
Exactly. Putting it out there and
right.
making it better. Exactly.
Now,
yeah, I love how the angels really, like, you know, they try to show us, you know, and teach us. And you're like saying we're learning in this world.
Yeah.
In this lifetime.
And I might add, today I received at least 2 or 3 emails about people that are really upset about the shutdown of the government, all this other stuff.
Yeah.
And so on my Facebook page, today, I put out, I put this benevolent prayer on it. I ask any and all beings to assist our Congress, Senate, and the President to make decisions in the best interest of our country. Thank you. Now, Theo tells me that when that the more people that say the same prayer, this benevolent prayer, whatever the benevolent prayer is, the more energy is created, and the energy is greater than the individuals that say it. Okay? So as an example, if someone attends church, you know, a lot of the churches that I've attended, there's only one person standing up at the front saying a prayer, and everyone bows their heads and listens to the prayer. Okay? But I encourage people that if they're asked to say a prayer, that you say, would you please join me in saying this prayer, repeating this prayer after me, and have everyone in the group or in the congregation or whatever it is say the prayer. And it might be for they could use it. You know, a lot of churches say, well, Sister Jane and Brother Michael are in the hospital this week. Can we all pray for them? So instead of doing it that way, you say, you know, we ask, and you know, they can kind of change it to fit to fit their church.
Yes.
But basically, they're saying, I ask any and all beings to aid and comfort Sister Jane and Brother Michael to recover, and may the results be even better than we can hope for or expect. Something of that order. Thank you. So there are things that you can get people to say, and it becomes very, very powerful the more people. If you get thousands of people that were to say this prayer about the Congress, Senate, and President, it would be over within a week.
I believe so. It is a power. It is a power of the sound of our voice that carries that intention, right? The intention of our heart. And so asking for that is wonderful, requesting that.
Right. And you can request, you know, I've had people that have been in very dangerous situations that have requested MBOs and had unbelievable results. I had a lady, and I don't know if this is in the Gentle Way Book 3, Master Your Life, or not, because my publisher arranged all of these stories for me, because these were stories that were originally appeared in the Sedona Journal of Emergence that I sent in, you know, once a month for my column. And so they arranged them all into chapters. I know one of the chapters is, you know, dangerous situations and all. And as an example, one lady lived up on a farm in Kansas or somewhere, and there was a tornado bearing down on her house. And she grabbed her two kids and ran for the cellar, and she requested a benevolent outcome. And the tornado lifted up and went right over her house. And another lady was walking downtown Union City, California, which I've never been to, so I can't visualize it too well. There was a van with some men that started following her. And so she requested a benevolent outcome, and just then some people came out of a building or a house on the street, and the van turned and went the other direction. And she felt that it really saved her. So there are really amazing things. Another lady sent me an email, and she said, let me tell you about the 60-second home invasion. She said, my boyfriend and I had just gotten a brand new TV, and our roommate had set it up for us upstairs, and we were watching TV, and we heard this big crash downstairs, and we went down to see what it was, and there were two masked men that had broken in, and they pistol whipped to him and knocked both of them to the floor. And so she requested a benevolent outcome at that time. Well, just then there was a tinkle of a bell on a gate at the back of their alley. And these guys thought someone was coming, and so they ran out the door with just his billfold with only an ID in it and nothing, no money, no credit cards, no nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And this all took place in 60 seconds. It had turned out that their roommate had heard what was happening, and he ran out the back in his skivvies, as she described it, and ran next door holding two knives. So you can imagine.
Oh my gosh.
They weren't going to let him in.
No.
But they called, and she said there were like 14 police cars that were there.
But, oh my gosh.
But that's all that happened to them. And they didn't lose any of their valuables. He was doctored by the paramedics, and he was okay.
So definitely, again, MBOs are powerful. And as you say, we have to request them with emotion, with our heart intent.
Yes.
And feeling, you know, for the highest good and putting it out there, because absolutely our angels are very powerful and they're here to help us. They're wonderful protectors, which I enjoy and I love very, very much. How did you meet your angel Theo, or how did you find out about him?
Oh, a little bit of a story. I got to be friends with Robert Shapiro, mm-hmm. you know, who had that article,
yep.
by Zosh, and he even channeled some a couple of beings for me, and one of the beings or people I will call it was an Indian shaman living in the 1600s in the western part of the United States, and I asked. I ask reveals the mysteries.
Mm-hmm.
Is my sole contract to support Robbie's work, Robert Shapiro's work? And I was told no, it wasn't. So that perturbed me. I couldn't figure that out. 2 years later, my wife and I were at a psychic seminar, Increasing Your Psychic Abilities, put on by Richard Sutphen, Sutphen, in Sedona.
Mm-hmm.
And he is this master hypnotist, and he was putting us under 3 and 4 times a day. And the second day he did, he put us under and to do automatic writing. Well, I said, I'm going to try and contact Reveals the Mysteries because I want to ask more about this. And so mm-hmm. when he put us under, I said, Reveals the Mysteries, are you there? And he said, yes, Tom, I am. And I said, wow, this is neat. And he went on to tell me that I was an Indian shaman living at the same time period, my name is Stillwater, and that I had decided to incarnate into the 20th and 21st centuries.
Wow.
To reintroduce people to the gentle way. And that's
wow.
where I got the name of the book the first time I ever talked to him. Well, it wasn't too long after that that I started communicating with Theo. And I asked him, I said, Theo, well, I didn't know his name. I said, what name shall I call you? And he said, oh, Tom. He said, we're not very big on names over here. He said, you could call me Tom, Dick, or Harry, but Tom is a little, it would be a little difficult in your meditations.
Mm-hmm.
And so it took me a couple of weeks, but one day it just popped into my mind, Theo,
yeah.
and that's what I've called him since. And
yeah.
and so I tell people, if you want to know the name of your guardian angel or something to call your guardian angel, because
yeah.
our vocal cords are not capable of pronouncing angelic names, Theo says,
mm-hmm.
you just say out loud, guardian angel, what name shall I call you? Well, you may
yeah.
have a name that will pop in immediately, or it may
mm-hmm.
take a little bit.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. That's how I found out my angel also. I just started asking. And then I used to ask, you know, are you female or are you male or what are you? You know,
yeah.
they really don't have gender.
And they
but
are.
I remember it was a more female for me, and she popped in her name, and I was just... I was so happy that I was able to say it because it was Rosanna, and I was in a rose garden at the time. And so it's like, is your name Rose and Roses? And my grandmother's name was Anna, my great-grandmother. And I felt a connection with that. And I said, Rosanna. And then suddenly I felt this love. And I was just like feeling, you know, this warmth inside of my heart. And I said, you're Rosanna. So it's much more easier to connect with her with that name. Like you're saying,
yeah.
we can all, the name just pops up from somewhere and you feel it's true. So So thank you for telling us that story. So we're almost out of time. We have a few minutes. Tom, please give out your information where people can know more about you, your website, and your books.
Sure. Okay. My website is www.thegentlewaybook.com. Okay. Mm-hmm. I have a free newsletter, and all my newsletters are archived on my website. I actually had somebody that emailed to tell me today that he'd read every single one of the ones dating all the way back to 2007.
Wow.
So that's a mammoth task because I do 52 weeks a year.
I know. And, you have wonderful articles in there. So I do suggest everybody please sign up to his newsletter.
Yes. And also I have a weekly blog, and you can reach that on the menu. And the blog has nothing but these great stories that are sent to me from all over the world from people that are having success in requesting benevolent outcomes. And that's where the book, The Gentle Way 3, Master Your Life, came from, is from all these people sending me these stories, and they're all in chapters divided according to work and travel and all that stuff.
It's a wonderful book. I really have enjoyed it. It's Gentle Way 3, Master Your Life. And definitely, it's such a wonderful guide, Tom. Thank you for that. And thank you for the wonderful, beautiful work that you're doing. And I want to thank all my listeners. And, of course, if you would like to contact me for any angel or archangel readings, I am available at www.angelsarenearus.com. Again, request your MBOs, which are very powerful. You know, we have our hopes and our dreams. They become a beautiful reality when we request the help of our angels. So thank you, Tom, again. Thank you, my listeners. Thank you to Doug, our wonderful manager on BBS. So wishing you angel blessings. Until next time, may God bless you. Good night.